This call is being recorded.
Now that you have moved back into the time, allow yourself to go back. Allow yourself to move back into that moment of time, the time of Lemuria, a time that you all know well. We all know well. It is deep within the recesses of our memory. Some have come forward in the knowing of this. Some are still not so sure about this or have never looked at this. Or I never even showed that there was a Lemuria. We can assure you there was a Lemuria. There is still a Lemuria. It is still in existence today. It just has moved. But now for the story, to go back to this time. You may see yourself there. You may feel yourself there. And you may want to go off and move into a body that you had there. We're going to ask you not to do that at this time, unless you are in the body in this particular story that we are going to give here now. In those times, there were conclaves, there were councils, there were those of the 12, the elders, the 12 elders, and they were in the various villages. Each village had these elders. And they would gather for various activities and times of necessary changes that may be coming, decisions that needed to be made. And these 12 elders would come together, and they would meet and come to understandings and decisions. And then they would move on, and then they would also disband the elders until they were needed again. This happened in many villages throughout the entire continent of Mu. And there was the time, though, and this is where we are beginning with this, there was the time when all of the elders, the main elders of the villages, came together, one from each village, and it formed the 12. The 12 elders came together at this time. And they all met in a conclave in one particular place. And the commotion or the anxiety or the anticipation, rather, more of anticipation, was evident in all of the faces all around. Not only the elders, for they knew what they were there for, but the people that were participating in this, that were able to be witness to this. They were in anticipation of something grand coming, because never had the 12 elders met from all of the lands, one from each of the villages, one from each of the areas. But now, not only this, but there was a 13th was going to be there. The 13th one was going to be there, and this had never happened before. And these 12 were together, and the 13th was going to join them. He had not yet arrived, but everyone was in anticipation of this grand event, but they did not know what it was. They had no idea. So they are there in gathering in this area. In this particular area, it was a great amphitheater. They could hear across entire distances. Thousands of people were gathered here. They could hear across the entire area without the need of microphones and megaphones and all of these things which you have now. It was not needed. The voices were sent out. And these voices now began to ring out. And one by one, these elders spoke in their particular fashion, in their particular understanding that they had. They gave their part one by one. One after another spoke. And they spoke about various changes. They spoke first about where they have been, where the entire continent of Mu has been, the tradition, the history. Then another one spoke and spoke more about this, but bringing it up more to the present. Then the next one and the next one and the next one. And then one came forward and began to speak about the changes coming, that there are great changes coming. And they have been gathered there to bring these changes in, to make this happen. It was necessary for it to happen. And after all 12 had spoken, the 13th came on stage. And many of you have already mostly figured out who this 13th was. It was Sananda. Sananda stepped forward in his majesty, in his power, not power of hierarchy, not power of one over another, but he was admired as a leader of men, as a leader of women. He was the one that all looked up to. And he stepped forward and he talked about the great conclave that was bringing many volunteers to the planet and why they were coming. And then he began to speak about the age that's coming, that we were leaving the golden age of Lemuria, and we were moving now into the dark ages of Atlantis and beyond. And he spoke about this, and he shared this. And all that were gathered were in awe of his words. When he finished, he spoke about the idea that many would become separated. Many would become separated from their loved ones that they had now because they had choices to make. They could choose to leave on the ship that would be coming, or they could choose to stay, to remain, to be a part of this evolution, to volunteer to be a part of the dark ages that were coming upon. Those of the volunteers, many had already come and were already aware that they were volunteers. They knew, you knew, mostly each and every one of you that are listening to these words now were a part of these volunteers, were a part of these ones that would remain behind. And you knew it would be many thousands of years into the future before you would be reunited once again with your beloved, those that chose to leave. And there was no animosity. There was no judgment. Why do you get to leave and we have to stay? No, it was an honor to be able to stay. And it was an honor to be able to leave. There was no differentiation, but there was some inner sadness and at the same time some inner gladness that you could both be a part of these times that are coming as well as the sadness of losing your loved ones for a time. But you also knew that at a time in the future, you would be reunited once again. All would come back. All of those that left in the ships would return. And you would be reunited with them once again. Now we move the story forward a bit. There was much in the way of secreting away records. There had to be a history kept, or it would have been lost forever. So there were many ways of gathering records together, creating records, that could be put away, secreted away in many places across the planet, to be recovered once again, remembered once again, for those who would be in the later stages, that would recover them, would remember them. All of this continued on. And then the time came where the great eternal flame was opened up, the temple that it was held in was opened up to all to come to see. This was years later now. And this temple opened its doors and the eternal flame was there. Everyone could see it. Many had seen it before, very briefly, but not under these circumstances now. So this eternal flame was burning. And if you can but picture this, my dear brothers and sisters, a flame burning on stone, on marble, on a surface that has no combustible materials. Combustible materials were not needed for this flame. This is the eternal flame. This is what the Greek Olympian flame had come from. And the flame was burning brightly. But now was the ceremony. The ceremony to put out the flame. Yes. When people heard this, they said, no, the flame cannot go out. It is our life. It is our very knowing of who we are. It is what keeps us going. It is eternal. But they knew that the flame needed to be extinguished because it could not burn in the new dark ages to come. But they also knew that at a later time, a future time, the flame would be reignited, and all would be gathered again once more in front of this flame. And if you have not already figured out, this flame is also symbolized by your Statue of Liberty. It is all one and the same. It comes from this deep time in antiquity. So the flame was extinguished. Everybody grew silent. The temple doors were closed for the last time. Everybody went about their business preparing to move, to leave. Leave on the ships, leave to go to other lands, or even just to remain there. And that day came where the ships appeared, landed. Many people boarded the ships, said their last goodbye, tearful goodbyes in many respects. Those that remained prepared to leave, to go to other lands. Some to go across the Pacific Ocean, to the land known as California, not at that time California, but what you know now as California, to South America, Central America. And there were others that went west, to the land to the west, to China, Tibet, Australia, Indonesia, all of those lands that existed. And there were still those that stayed behind and saw the continent of Mu fall into the waves, under the waves, as they took their last breath. Some of you here now were a part of that. We do not wish to belabor this point, for we do not wish you to have too much of a remembrance here, so that you can feel the moment that that happened, the tension, the fear, yes, and literally. There were those that as the continent was going down, just as the Titanic was sinking, and they were playing their music, as the Titanic sunk, just as the continent was going down, the priests were playing music, calming fears. And then the continent and the people aboard on the continent took their last breath and were gone from this existence here. But as you know, you have returned many times. And there were those that went to many places, as we have said. There were those that went to Mount Shasta, Palos, where Lemuria still sits to today. City of Palos, home of Lemuria, where there are million there, million plus. But now we are back to the present. You're coming back to the present, not to your body, but to a land or to the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. Out across the Pacific Ocean, let yourself float or fly out into the middle of the Pacific Ocean, close to the Hawaiian Islands. And there, if you look deep down into the ocean, there is a light, a glimmer of light that is glowing at the bottom of the ocean in the temple where it sat and still sits today in the three-dimensional form that it was. Now that eternal flame, although extinguished then, and at the bottom of the ocean here, it has been brought back out, has been brought back to the surface, and then underneath the surface, into hollow earth, where it sits now today, in its higher dimensional form, in its fifth dimensional form. And those that are able to vibrate at that level can see this flame, can be with it, just as you were in those times back. Now it is time to go into hollow earth. Ask your higher self or guides if they have joined you, to take you now to the temple where the eternal flame still burns. Go to this temple now and see the white steps going up to this temple and the columns on each side. Two columns on each side, two massive columns. Now, I'll leave you with your imagination, with your knowing, with your vision, to see the rest of that, how this looks. But move up those steps into the temple doors that have been opened to you. There, burning brightly on this marble surface, white marble surface, is this flame. Many of you have not seen this flame or even remembered it since that day in Lemuria when it was extinguished. But now it is being opened to you again, soon to be available to the world in the higher vibrations. But it is available to you now. So step up. Step up onto the platform where this flame burns brightly. It is not a flame of heat. It will not burn you as in burning your body. but it will burn away all the old that is no longer needed, the old programming. Just as the violet flame, Saint Germain's violet flame, burns away the old dross, so too does this eternal flame do this as well. And in those times in Lemuria, this flame was a healing flame. You could step into it, and whatever the ailment, you were instantly healed. For it is eternal. It is the Ishtal Maxim, has been for centuries and centuries, hundreds of thousands of years, millions of years, this flame has been transported from one place to another, from one planet to another, from one solar system, from one galaxy, and even from the universe. It is the eternal flame. It can never be fully extinguished. Only its vibration that it needs to be extinguished in. But it will always burn at the higher vibration, just as it does now. So if you have not already, step up to this flame. Step into it. Feel it all around you. Feel these flames engulfing you, enveloping you. Feel the cold heat. Feel it all around you, burning away the old, bringing healing wherever it is needed. For whatever malady you have, for whatever the ailment, this flame will heal it instantaneously, if you believe. But in order for this to happen, you have to be in these higher vibrations. You have to believe at this level. Now, of course, we know that there are parts of you that do not believe, that are still being held by the programming. But we heard earlier in your discussion, one particular member said several times, "It is done. It is done." And it takes that belief, that level of knowing, for it to be done. For the sicknesses, the illnesses, the ailments to be done. It takes this. Believe it and you will see it. Believe it and you will know it. Believe it and you will feel it. There is nothing that can hold this back. You but believe. Yeshua proved this to all. If you but believe, if your faith is as big as the mountains, can move that very mountain. So trust now. Find yourself in this flame. Feel it all around you. Feel it burning away everything that is of the old, that is no longer needed. If you had a karmic debt that brought you here, that you are still dealing with, it is done. If you have an ailment that is holding you back, literally holding you back from moving from one place to another, it is done. If you have an illness or a sickness or a disease that is hindering you, that is keeping you from living a full life, it is done. must trust. You must believe. And it is done. But it will be done. It is done. In this day, in this moment, your healing is complete. We have already heard from several that have spoke in this time you are here, in this gathering. We have heard that one eyesight has returned. We have heard that one's diabetes situation has lessened. This is even before tonight, before this exercise, before this experience. You are ready, our brothers and sisters. You are ready to move forth now. Ananda will be joining you here in just a moment. He will be sharing with you. But in conclusion, you must trust that all of this is real, that you are all here in this time, place, moment for a reason. You have been brought together once again, just as of old, as a soul family, created, disbanded over a period of time, and now reunited with your brother, with your sister next to you. All is about to change. Again, believe. I am not one you have heard before. You may have noticed the lack of accent here. No, I will not reveal my identity at this time. But I will return again. I was only here to relay this story to you, to help you remember it. But our dear Sananda now will join you. May you all have peace, love, abundance in your life now and all of the life to come, forevermore, eternally. I am yours. This is Sananda. It is wonderful to be here with you again, to share with you, to break bread with you. And yes, during your times of meals, I have been next to you. I have been at your side. I have been nudging you in various ways and enjoying as you were eating your meal. Was enjoying the enjoyment that you were having. For we are one, you and I. We have always been. Many of you came with me so long ago as the volunteers. And I tell you now that the times that we spoke of, that I spoke of, and that conclave have arrived. We are here. It only needs now to manifest to your understanding, your sight, your hearing, to your feelings, all of your senses, and all of your senses coming alive. If you have not noticed, your third eye has been opened over these last weeks and months, where these waves have come through. They have altered your DNA. Not to the point that you could sit down with one of your medical doctors, and they would take a DNA sample, and they would see 12 strands of DNA connected and call you a Superman. Or a woman. But to the point that your vibratory DNA is changing. So that as you are moving into these higher vibrations, your DNA is connecting in those higher vibrations. Every time you find yourself in higher frequencies, feeling joy, feeling the blissfulness that is coming over more and more of you now at various times. And as one said earlier, and staying there longer and longer. You are all experiencing these changes in one way or another. But as the dear brother who just spoke with you has said, it is done. As Zora has spoken at other times, it is done. As Archangel Michael has shared, it is done. We are at the finish line, my brothers and sisters. We are there. We're in the process of crossing it. But now, just as I, as Yeshua, spoke to my 12, I speak now, not 12, but 12 of 12, and 12 of 12 again, and 12 of 12 again. As the message spreads, and for you to go forward and speak out to all of those who are ready. And when the third wave comes, there will be many more that have joined this understanding, that have come to some remembrance, that are moving into an awakening state, coming out of their sleepiness, and awakening to who they are, just as many of you, if not all of you, have fully awakened. Yes, I use that term purposefully, fully awakened. You may not think you are fully awakened, because you cannot fly, because you cannot disappear, because you cannot walk through flames or through walls. But you are awakened to the knowing that you and your higher self are one, and that the connection has never been lost. And tomorrow evening, the culmination of this particular advance is going to see you reach that epitome of that connection with your higher self. You are going to walk once again across the rainbow bridge. Some of you have already done it, but not in the respect that you are to do tomorrow. In the afternoon, there will be an exercise that will prepare the way for this. Our dear sister Susan has already been alerted to the possibilities that will come forth from this and will lead to this crescendo of experience within yourself. I am Sananda. I will be back with you again tomorrow evening and again at your call with Hollow Earth in your next Sunday meeting. For it is very important in this moment to reach out not only to those here gathering in this room at this advance, but all of those who are listening on the phone, and all of those who will still hear these messages, and then all of those that will hear the messages that will be given across the world through the Hollow Earth connection. I am Sananda. Peace and love be with all of you. May you decide, just as you did long ago, may you decide once again to continue the journey with me as we continue the journey together. Wow, this is very loud in the microphone here. Holy smoky. I cannot believe this. We have the echo here in this one James's ears here. But we enjoy this. We enjoy the messages. We hope you enjoy the messages. And that you had a wonderful experience. Did you remember? Did those of you remember those times? Did you feel it? Did you feel the connection? Wonderful. Wonderful.
And to know the women, when I have my bare foot into that marble, and I smell the marble, and I know exactly where it was.
Wonderful.
I remember it was like the gray marble with another piece of cream marble in a gigantic platform.
Yes.
I know it was there.
Yes. Before we continue here, we need to do a couple of things here. We need to remove this blanket from this one's feet. Please, someone take it away. Cool. Yes. Now, if there is some air coming from somewhere, please let it come in. It is very warm for this one. The body has been heated up to extreme, and we cannot continue if the body is some consternation here. And we are giving here, oh, thank goodness, air coming in. Yes. Very good. Now we can continue here. Are there other experiences that one wishes to share here? Please, moment here. We must move body here. There.
I could share.
Please do share, yes.
It's interesting this afternoon when we went into Hollow Earth, I wasn't able to hear really well, and I ended up temple that had the eternal flame. So when I returned this evening, when I went in, the building did not have a ceiling. It was just the universe.
Yes. Very good.
And so, yes, when I was by the flame, it was, well, beyond the universe. Whatever infinity is, that's what I was experiencing.
Wonderful. Everyone, of course, experiences all of these things differently, so there is no wrong or right. but it is just what it is. So allow for, whenever you have these experiences, just let them be. We tell you this many times. James tells you this. Susan tells you this. All of those that do these types of experiences tell you, just be with it. And one of these days, you will have an experience such as this, and you will say, that's what they have been talking about. It will happen. So just trust. Now, for those of the healing potential here, do you feel it? Did you feel it within you as you stepped into the flame? Did you feel the flames around your body? Did you feel it tickling your body, creating a sensation throughout your entire body? This was not said by that one at the time, for he wished for you to have your own experience and not to color it too much here. Did you feel it, though?
Yes.
Did you feel it tingling in your body?
I have felt, especially in my head.
Yes.
I felt it on spine.
Very good. The spine, yes. The Kundalini energy. Yes.
Excuse me. Yes. Yes. I felt a bright burning, but not a hurt burning in my eye. And it's such a burning that it's painful and burning.
Yeah.
Of love.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
It's my soul affected. A pantry. I feel so happy.
But we wish to make you unaware that it is not the we, not the flame itself, not the one who spoke, not Sananda, none of us. It is you. It is the faith within you that is creating the healing for you. It is the faith within all, within this room, all that are on this phone now. And yes, even those that can listen in at a later time and request the healing to happen, just as it does on the Zora calls, the hollow earth. There are those that believe, and they find healing. There are many more that do not believe, and they do not find healing. And when they do not believe, unfortunately, many of them share with others and say nothing happened. But it is up to you now, as you experience this great healing this weekend, it is up to you to go forward, as Sananda has said, and proclaim all of this to all that will listen. Just as Sananda, as Yeshua, rose Lazarus from the dead, just as he helped a blind man see, just as he helped a cripple walk, just as he cured a leper, and many other miracles. But as you know now, they were not miracles. They were science. They were understanding at a deeper level, in the higher vibrations, and bringing these frequencies through. And just as that, the frequencies that you received from the eternal flame has healed your body. And it is similar to this, in this very same way, that when you step into those crystal chambers, those healing chambers, is very similar to this. For it will remove the old programming, and it will replace it with the new you, the new body. Don't know if you know it, but we slipped out for a moment there. That other one came back in and took over again. Oh yeah, that happened. Just kind of swooped in and they were gone. But we're back now. Jesse thought we could not get serious like that. But are there any other sharings here? Oh, you almost hesitate to ask that question again here. You will come back. So maybe we do it different. Maybe we share any questions. We probably won't come. Didn't know we had stand up here, did you? Yes, Cynthia, this is the one you know, it's a funny one.
We love you.
We so love you too. And we so love the chance to entertain you. And for you to entertain us. Someone once asked here not too long ago, what happens? Why? What do we get from you? And the other one who served said entertainment. And that was certainly true. But of course, I was whispering in his ear. Say entertainment, say entertainment. I bet you people on the phone didn't think it was going to be like this, did you? But we ask those serious questions and you get some serious answers and oh my.
You're on a roll.
Yes, and we are feeling very funky. Oh, seriously. Oh, you don't want me to go there? Okay. Stay here, then. Okay. We are having celebration. This is celebration day. What did you say earlier? Not your Independence Day, but this was your not victory day. Your what day? Your liberation day. You are liberated. I am free.
I cannot stop smiling. I just feel a permanent smile the whole time. It's just.
Now you know where we live.
In a circus?
Yeah, we have a day to day carnival here. You can call us carnies. Maybe this is where the gypsies come from, no? Okay, are there any questions now?
Well, I have a question.
We knew you would. That's why they brought me on, to handle this. Of course, Joanna, please understand that we are only kidding here, only joking. We love you beyond imagining here. And Sananda, dear Sananda, love you immensely. You have no idea what you are to him. You have a glimpse, you have had glimpse previously, but you have yet no idea the connection that you have. Yes, even this one James has as well. You are very connected. There are those of you here connected with Sananda, very much so. There are those of you here connected with Ashtar, very much so. There are those with Archangel Michael. There are those with Archangel Gabriel, or Gabriel, as she likes to be called more now. Yes. Oh, listen to this. We always thought of Archangel Gabriel. He goes both ways. Seriously, seriously, we're not sitting here. He likes to do it both ways. We just heard somebody say it is true. Yes, it is true. You don't lie to you. It's true. Yes. You know our dear brother Mahendran. And one dear one to you says hello to you. Your Kasumi.
Oh yes, thank you.
Kasumi says hello. You are close to him.
Yes.
But where were we? Oh, yeah, Gabriel. We will come to Joanna's question here in a moment, yes. But we're still going with who you are close to. There are others, are there not?
Yes.
That is Kuan Yin.
Yes.
There are those of you dear to Kuan Yin.
Yes.
There are those dear to Lady Nada.
Yes.
Lady Portia. You're all saying yes to all of them. Must be close to all of them. Each of you. Well, the rest of my gang here didn't know what they were getting in for. Let me on stage. Yes, your question now, Joanna. Pardon the interruption here.
Okay, well, you'll have to forgive my ignorance. And maybe it's because I can't. You know, it's really interesting, the thought of painful memory. But I need to ask if when Furia was advanced, if we were advanced as a civilization and we were advanced spiritually, why did we let the flame?
Because it was necessary.
For what?
The time came. We were going to answer. Just a moment here. The time came when it was necessary for various changes to happen because of those that infiltrated into, you might call it the matrix. And they infiltrated it into the golden age that was there at that time. From fifth dimensional experience as Lemuria. From fifth dimensional experience as Atlantis. And there were those that infiltrated in and began to lower the vibrations. And lower them, and lower them. Between both areas. Atlantis, Lemuria, and other civilizations that existed. The vibrations were dropped. The lands were changed. The atmosphere was changed. vibrations change. And as they became lower and lower and lower, those of the elders, those of the ones who knew, and Sananda, knew that something had to happen here to bring it all back. And they knew they could not do it in that time period then. So they had to relinquish, had to let go and let free will happen. And free will took over and took you into the Dark Ages. But knowing, again, purposefully, that you would emerge from the Dark Ages back into a new golden age of light. Never to fall again here on this planet, in this solar system.
So were we not strong enough to fight the element that was coming in and not let it take hold?
Many were, but many were not. They were urged somewhat by the dark side to move in that direction, to move toward power, control. And as that happened, those who had their own free will began to lose it. Those of you were part of that. Not that you went through the dark side, we are not saying that, but you began to be overcome. And it was necessary. The cause of the vibrations that had dropped so much, the earth, Gaia herself, created these changes as a result of the vibrations of man. This was for Lemuria. Atlantis was destroyed by man's direct interference and bringing war. Does this answer your question?
It does. And it sounds as if we're going back by fire.
Yes, but you are coming out of it. The time is here now. You are coming out of it again. The dark ages are falling away. I'm back.
Welcome.
People want me to answer these questions. Another one of us.
The
yes. Can I say this time, though, and answer this question? Okay. If you say so, then they say okay. Yes, go ahead.
How many serious things happen today? Is this blessing of letting go of karma and healing done is available to all humanity on specific Gaia right now, or just this group?
It is never just this group. Please understand that. We are working directly with this group, but this group is indicative of the rest of mankind. So you are a portion of the rest of the collective consciousness, a percentage, you might say. And as we reach to you, we reach to the entire planet. You see? This is how this works. So as you do these meditations and these guidances and all of these things, these experiences, you do for you, but you also do for all of mankind. It's a heavy thought there, no?
Yeah.
Very good question. And Sananda is over there shaking his head and saying, nope. Not yet. And you know what? We have to do what Sananda says. He is the big cheese here.
So you know how...
so back to the serious question. Maybe we leave it in here. Joking. Yes?
I missed some things last night that I got filled in, and about the New Jerusalem. This has to do with what we experienced tonight, and maybe deepening the answer to the Henry's question. When you said that, or what was said, was that on the New Jerusalem, it runs on consciousness, and people are allowed to expand their consciousness by creating on the ship and adding to the creation, et cetera, so that people are collectively creating things on the ship through their consciousness. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. So each time we experience a meditation or a healing, it would appear that it cleans our aura up a little and we become brighter and lighter and happier and more joyful.
Yes.
And isn't that true that if we become more lightened, that the world, it's a contagion, the world catches that.
Yes.
So to Mahendran's question, people are not directly experiencing this meditation, so we become the example for that.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes. And we give it to you like a computer technician would understand you. You are like a virus. A virus that goes into the matrix. Yes, a good virus. Of course a good virus. You don't want to be a bad virus, do you? A good virus, yes. And you go in. You lost here. Wait a moment. You move into the matrix as a virus going and infecting. As a good virus, yes, infecting those that you come in contact with. And that virus, then, as you come in contact with that one, it moves into the next one, into the next one, into the next one, and spreads in this way, over, farther and farther and farther, just as a virus spreads throughout a computer system. It can first spread within a computer itself. And then it can spread onto your internet and to many other computers. And from their computers to other computers into their intranetwork. See where we are going with this? You understand?
So it's important that even though we experience this meditation and we experience these special events, that we endeavor to uplift each person that comes into our circle of influence.
Yes. But first of all,
I don't see a lot of people doing that.
First of all, you must uplift yourself. In order for you to help others and uplift others, you must uplift yourself. Then you can spread as a good virus. See?
Yes.
Otherwise, you can look at it in the opposite way, that it spreads as a bad virus, and a negative attitude, and negative programming. There is your cabal, the negative virus. See? Other questions here? That was a wonderful question, by the way.
I have
let
a
us say, how about that? Yes, the other question?
I have a question.
There's a question coming over the phone here. We have a caller on the phone. It sounds like a show here. There's a caller on the phone. Yes
there is.
Yes. We're live.
Hello. Okay. So my first question is, if I don't ask it, then it's just going to keep coming and coming. For a couple of weeks now, I keep hearing the song, Wheel in the Sky Keeps on Turning. So would you like to speak into what?
Yes. The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. That one, yes. You know that one. So, keep going. No, the one on the phone. Yes, your question. Keep going.
Oh, I asked you the meaning of that. What is, I could come up with hundreds of different reasons what that means. I would like to know if you'd like to share some insight, please.
Sometimes things are just what they appear to be. Someone that comes up with these songs and does so under the influence of various drugs and such. And in this particular case, likely that was what it was. But that does not mean that it did not have meaning for this particular one who developed this song. The wheels in the sky keep on turning. Now, as you hear that, what does it make you think of?
Several things. One is just everything that is of infinite mind is constantly turning.
Yes. Everything keeps turning around. Yes. Infinite mind. There is also the wheels in the sky in terms of.
They could be Merkabas or they could be the ships.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the noggin or the noggin on the nail. Whatever you say, that crazy concept.
And I had one additional question.
Wait, moment here. They are not hearing you. Are you not hearing the ones on the phone here?
No. We didn't hear what you said. The answer.
The second one that she gave was that the wheels are as your Merkaba or a ship. The wheels of the ship. Think of how those in ancient times, they saw ships. What did they see? Ancient chariots. Chariots of fire. Wheels, you see? You see this? Okay? Other questions here?
Yes, my second brief question is, for quite a few years, aspect of I'm walking around, but I'm really tall.
We are losing you, caller, here.
Okay, there's a lot of feedback.
Echo going on. Echo is happening, yeah.
Right.
Is it better now?
I go through experiences where there's a very tall version of me that I'm experiencing as I'm here in physical form. I'm about a foot taller than what my physical appearance would be. And that is becoming more a regular part of my experience here in the physical. Is that part of this process of the light body, higher frequency of a physical body that I'm smaller.
As you raise in your vibration, you are going to experience changing of your body, certainly, from the physical form that it is now into a more light form body, and eventually a complete light body. But
so
through this transition, you will notice your body becoming lighter, and possibly even taller. For if you look at those of higher vibration, those from higher dimensional levels, do they not appear more often to be taller? Look at the Dhamma, 8 foot tall, 7 to 8 foot tall when he appears.
Yeah,
Archangel Michael is huge. Sanatkumara is huge.
Okay. I feel 7 foot tall.
Higher the vibration.
I get. That's the number I get.
Let us finish here. The higher the vibration, the more you will notice the lightening of the body, less mass, and will appear to be taller and taller and taller. Those of ancient times, those known as the elves, they were also the giants that have been spoken of and being unearthed throughout the world now. They were 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16 feet tall, and more sometimes. Your David and Goliath story. Goliath was a type of giant at the time. You see? Are there other questions yet?
I have a question.
Yes.
Some of us were talking first around the dinner table. We kind of thought and wanted to ask you the question. As we're going through all of these changes in our bodies, DNA changes and such, when we move into the dimensional arena, will we still have internal organs?
What a wonderful question.
Internal organs.
You still have internal organs as you move into these higher vibrations, higher dimensional, yes. At some level you will. But just as your body will become lighter, less mass, so too will the various organs. Some of them will become not needed anymore. And they will, over a period of time, begin to diminish. And when you move into the crystal chambers, for the completion, if that is necessary for you, for understand, please, it will not necessarily be something that all have to do to achieve ascension. But it will be there for those who wish to embark on that, to have that. So your various organs in your body will be changed, will be rejuvenated, and some will become, may even not be needed anymore.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I understand at the time of Atlantis, there were many temples. And there was a temple of truth, and there was a temple of so-and-so. And when Atlantis,
a temple of so-and-so? Never heard of that one. What's the temple of so-and-so? That was someone you were worshiping? No. There was no temple of so-and-so. There was a temple of healing, temple of truth, yes. Temple of divine. There were many temples, yes. Now your question? We just had to throw that in. Sorry. Got to keep things rolling here.
No problem. I almost forgot what my question was. Well, anyway, this one is the temple of truth. And when Atlantis was destroyed, there's a flame in each one of those temples, as I understand it. And the flames had to be saved to now, even to come to now. But just like the temple, the eternal flame.
Yeah.
Is saved and experience. Now, what my guess is, I know the simple truth, I think, is in Crete, but it's not in the physical anymore. And we can go up there at night if we're seeking for the truth that is the temple, or what was called the truth. So, where is that going now?
We're going to say to you, who for now, let that go.
Okay.
Not necessary to know where it is, just that it is. You are accurate that the flames were saved, you might say, taken from those temples before they went down under the waves, they were taken to other areas. many into hollow earth, where they reside to this day. So they are there, ready to be brought back up. The temples will be rebuilt. They are there in hollow earth, but they will be rebuilt here on the surface as well. If that is what you, as the collective, wish to create, many of you will remember what those temples were, what they were used for, what they meant to you, and you will want to rebuild them. But there will be others who are more of the architect types of this kind, who will have completely different understandings and create entirely new buildings. But the buildings will not be as you know them now, the stone structure, concrete, all of those things will never be needed again. You will be working with the earth, with the vibration of the earth, hand in hand, one with one. All that you build, all that you create, will be a part of the consciousness of the creation that it comes from. Wow, that was serious.
Thank you so much. Isn't that true right now? That all that's being built or is built is of the consciousness.
Yes.
But so
many of you have forgotten that. Not you, so much you that we speak to now, but many of you of the collective consciousness of man have forgotten that. Have forgotten that you are creators. Have forgotten that you are gods and goddesses. That you are one with the source.
So when in our present day, third dimensional building, people don't recognize that they are contributing at a conscious level to the building.
Do they recognize now? Some do, some do not. Some just see it as erecting a building. Do not see anything in terms of creation or consciousness within that creation. It is a building to put people in so that they can make money on it.
Which is a consciousness.
It is the consciousness that they are in a moment. Yes.
And then doesn't that structure carry that consciousness?
It does, yes.
So that when we step into a building that's built from 3D, if we are a conscious being, we can recognize all that.
That is correct. Take this particular home, for instance. Perfect example for you. What did you feel when you walked into here the first time? I'm speaking to the one Joanna now. What did you feel the first time you and James walked into this home?
So, this house is, I'm going to clarify something.
Yes.
Before I answer that. This house is 20 years old. The present owner has owned it for 4 years.
Yes.
So, whoever built this house may not have had the consciousness that she has, but her consciousness has been imbued into this building with her love and her understanding and her compassion. So that tells me that no matter what's built, the present ownership can transform that building into their consciousness.
Yes. That is entirely accurate.
And we felt complete serenity.
Now the same question to all of you here. What did you feel when you walked into this home, into this area here? Yes. Yes. Now if you walk into a building in your Phoenix area, in your central area, your courthouse area, and that type, what do you feel when you walk there? You want to get out. Let's get here, get this done, and get out of here. Right? Now we want you to imagine something. Imagine that all of those buildings were gone. Imagine that all of that consciousness that was held in those buildings is gone and replaced in that very area with trees and plants and vegetation of various kinds and structures that match the consciousness of the earth. And then think how much you would want to go there. See? The waterfalls, and this is why you are seeing more and more in many places the addition of water features. Are they not appearing everywhere?
Yeah.
Waterfalls everywhere. Everyone wants waterfalls and ponds and lakes. And yes, it is inherent within your very being to be around water, to be around the consciousness of water. But now imagine that very water and the consciousness within that water matching your own consciousness and you matching it. And imagine how that water would feel then around you. And now you know what you had in Lemuria when you bathed in the waters, the streams, the rivers. Yes, but that's the programming. And that's the programming that you, those of you, are helping to eradicate. We need to release channel here now. Reaching the end here now. You do not know. We have the one who was speaking to you has already slipped away. I come and replace him. Not quite the showman that he is. Cannot quite give you the type of show like he can, the stand-up comedian type thing, the Robin Williams of our time. He can be a little funny too, no? But not non-stop like that one. He's also kind of like we hear earlier, the George Carlin.
Yeah.
He is a wonderful being, by the way.
Yeah.
Tone down his language somewhat. But still, very funny, very important in bringing what he can bring to the table. And speaking of the table, here, just to briefly end here, Sananda continues to bring this up every so often about the table. You yourselves are the ones that will choose to either sit or not sit at these tables. But you will be needed, and you are being groomed. You are saying, me? Yes, you are being groomed to sit at these various tables. Now, do not think there are just one or two or three tables and you're going to be one of those 12 sitting there. No, there are thousands of tables, thousands of councils that will be needed to be formed. Now you're getting a little glimpse of what we are speaking of here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.